It's Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. There's been no shortage of controversies recently when it comes to questions of whether teams are playing by the rules, as well as the on- and off-the-field conduct of professional athletes. But how do leagues respond when these situations arise? A panel discussion tonight at the University of New Hampshire School of Law, co-sponsored by Sports Illustrated, is exploring personal conduct and fair play policies in pro sports. Michael McCann is director of the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at UNH Law. He's on tonight's panel, and he joins us now to talk about the event. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Michael. One of the big topics you'll be looking at tonight is Deflategate, the controversy that surrounded the Patriots heading into the Super Bowl. Many have been critical of how the NFL handled that investigation. What's your take?
Well, I think there is reason to be critical of the NFL, especially given the leaks that came out of the league office, apparently, which cast a suspicion over the Patriots that they had engaged in wrongdoing. And I think that that set the tone, particularly at a sensitive time right before the Super Bowl, that created a challenge for the Patriots that could have given the team a comparative disadvantage in the Super Bowl. It didn't happen. Obviously, they won. But I think it was concerning how information was revealed. And also, I think there's uncertainty as to what exactly happened. We've seen so many different accounts as to why the, were the footballs in fact underinflated, and why? Was it science? Was it tampering? We have no idea. And I think the league has done a disservice by not providing clarity as to that issue, and the investigation continues, and we're now into March.
Of course, there's also the off-the-field conduct issues, most notably looking at the league, the Ray Rice domestic violence charges. What do these kinds of controversies mean for leagues like the NFL as far as their public perception is concerned?
There's a public perception whenever we see a star player arrested for a crime, particularly one like domestic violence, that's really important and worthy of discussion. I think that there's a sense that a lot of players are engaged in that behavior, when in fact the data suggests that NFL players aren't misbehaving any more than other men of the same age group. So it isn't as if there's an epidemic of NFL players doing something that other men aren't doing. That's not to say it's not important, and I think we're going to discuss how the league has addressed these issues and also the role of the Players Association, the role of a union, the fact that rules have been collectively bargained, and the NFL has gotten into some trouble on those respects. We know with Ray Rice, a former federal judge ruled that the NFL punished him twice. You know, I think the NFL has had some issues in terms of what rules are in place, when to apply them, and how they're applying them.
Have you seen any big differences among the four major sports leagues when it comes to how they handle these kinds of controversies? We've been talking about the NFL, but what about the other leagues?
So the other leagues, I think, have generally been seen as doing a better job. The NBA had a player last year named Jeffrey Taylor, who plays in Charlotte, who was charged with domestic violence. And the league initially said, look, we're going to hold off on doing anything significant. He will get he'll be unable to play as part of an agreement with the team, but he'll get paid. And then later on, the NBA investigated and that there was finality in his criminal process and then suspended him, that there was some predictability in that approach as opposed to treating him differently than other players.
Michael, I want to ask you, is there anything to show that fans want to see leagues be more aggressive when reacting to these controversies? I mean, I guess I'm asking, do fans really care?
I think fans care to some extent. I don't think it impacts whether they're going to watch a game on Sunday. I think that TV ratings for the NFL and other leagues have remained high. The NFL has made more money than ever before, despite what I think many would consider to be a pretty difficult, troubled year for the league in terms of off-field issues and how the league responded to them. I think fans care in the sense that they may relate to some of these issues. They know domestic violence is very serious. They know that corporal punishment of a child in ways that we find unacceptable is a serious matter. But it doesn't seem to have an impact on whether they watch games. And I think leagues know that. I think leagues, to some extent, know that they're insulated in terms of the product that's on the field versus the troubles that occur off the field.
Michael McCann is director of the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at UNH Law. He's on a panel tonight discussing these issues. Michael, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.